The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
Thank you for joining us today for Main Street. A couple of weeks ago, we talked with Prairie Public Television producer Matt O'Lean and Merrill Pepcorn about their documentary, Basketball, Water, and the Lost City of Elbow Woods. A public premiere was held on May 20th at Four Bears Casino, and after the showing, Matt spoke with Mark Fox, chairman of the three affiliated tribes, Fatima Hood, whose son appears in the film, and Donna Taken-Alive, the daughter of one of the players of the 1942 basketball team that is featured in the film. Matt begins with Donna.
This is Matt O'Lean. I'm at the Four Bears Casino in Newtown, North Dakota. We just successfully had our premiere of Basketball, Water, and the Lost City of Elbow Woods. And I'm here with Donna Taken-Alive, the daughter of Dwayne Charging, one of the players on the 1942 Elbow Woods team. Donna, what did you think of the film?
I think it was an awesome job. It was really tough to watch. I mean, it brought me to tears at times because it just brought so many memories back and of our father and what the people of Elbow Woods went through. It's tragic, but it's bittersweet to have somebody remember it, and Prairie Public Television did an excellent job. Matt, you guys did an awesome job with Merle doing the research that you did and hours of work that you put into it.
What do you think your dad would think of this night tonight?
I think he would be really proud. He was really a humble man. He really didn't talk much about himself, but I think he would really be proud of how this was presented and how it was done. Just with a lot of class, you know, and it's a really difficult subject to approach.
So. Was the garrison part hard to watch? You had that list of items that you gave to us that was a phenomenal piece of video that showed the itemized things from your house, and they moved the house and the government paid you to move and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, when I went back and I researched that and I saw the pictures that my mother had and my dad, it was just really disturbing to see that we didn't get nothing for what we had. We had cattle and we had horses and we had pigs, and they paid us $1,000 to move that and basically took the land and the rich farmland that we had down there, and everything that we owned was gone, you know, and the project never got finished. That's the saddest part.
Well, it's a fun night for your family. I know your sister Carol Danks was here as well, so how do you feel right now?
I feel really excited because I think that people need to be educated about it, and, you know, this is a process of healing, and to bring it out, you know, it's trauma from generations, and you've got to start healing that trauma that happens. And I think it's really important to have things like this because it starts in the healing process, and spiritually it brings the people and the community back, and, you know, it's a strong community, which is awesome because you know that the healing is going to happen with prayer and spirituality.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you very much.
And now we're here with Fatima Hood. Fatima's son, Deshaun Finley, was in the movie, and he and some boys, you found some great high school players for us that recreated things for us. They actually portrayed the gentleman in the film, the 1942 players, over at the Makoti Gym. And tell me about these boys, what a great job they did.
They did an incredible job. I mean, I couldn't be more proud of them for what they did. It took a lot to come out of your comfort zone, I should say, even though that they played on the court for, you know, a few years playing basketball when I was middle school, but they were playing some big parts. But they just used that natural talent that they had, and they put it out on the court because that's just what they love to do, is play ball.
And they did this for me, I think, two or three times, and you got them down there every time we asked. I am so appreciative of this. What'd you think of the documentary?
The documentary itself was very informative. It was fascinating. It was awesome. Myself learned, I even just learned a lot from watching the video today. Some of it I didn't, you know, really know. But to have that history brought back to life again and to be able to acknowledge it and people appreciate it more, it was incredible, and it was an honor to be sitting there to watch it.
Did you know growing up there was a town under the water called Elbow Woods, or did you have to learn that eventually?
I eventually had to learn it because I was raised by my grandmother, so she'd always talked about Elbow Woods, and she eventually started telling us, you know, that's where the bridge is at, that's where the town used to be, you know, we used to, so growing up, we used to sit there and think, like, we'd go up on top of the hill and we'd try to look over, like, can you see the buildings? Was there really a town down there? Or grandparents just telling us, you know, tales. But it ended up being that was the truth. That was where they grew up and, you know, that's where they lived.
Okay, thank you, Fatima, for all your help in helping us make this program.
Yes, thank you very much.
And finally, I'm here at the Four Bears Casino with Mark Fox, the chairman of the Three Affiliated Tribes. Mark, we couldn't have done this documentary without you. You've been so gracious with your time. What did you think of showing it to everyone tonight?
I think it was awesome. And based upon the responses of people after we showed it and came on up, and some of them even had tears in their eyes, and some people were just so happy that this part of history, part of who we are, was brought back to life. And you guys did an awesome job in your production, the way you flowed through, you know, the event from basketball to the Garrison Dam and World War II, and then come back to the efforts to right this wrong and find a justice to the whole situation. You know, you guys, Prairie Public, did an awesome job. And so I am confident that this having occurred, that you're going to see really strong reception as it releases out from here forward. And I know it's going to go beyond the borders of our state, too. I have no doubt in my mind.
Well, thank you, Chairman. And my last question is, when we watched it in Bismarck at our studios initially, I remember afterwards, said you were getting a little down watching the Garrison Dam segment. That's the middle segment. It's not easy to watch. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good perspective from Senator Dorgan about what happened, and he's very sympathetic to what happened. But then we kind of brought it back with Dale Brown saying they went from victim to victory. So that last segment really, I think, touches people.
It did, and it was important for people to understand that the Garrison Dam, the Fix Loan Program, even though you know, you see some justification behind it, you know, federal relationship of Senator and others saying, you know, it had to occur. You know, they just have to understand the perspective of our people since that time has been a little bit different. And it really has caused a lot of difficulties generations since, you know, 70 years later, that we are now trying to build out of. And but the emotion too. And as hard as it is for the tragedy that was done to our people and this flooding of our lands and destroying of the school and memories and displacement, even though that's there, I know some of the people, the elders in the crowd, as sad as they may have been for one of the most devastating things in our history, they were also very happy in their hearts because it brought back memories to them to watch those film clips. And what I think is so amazing when you put it in a documentary, what is so amazing is you put color to old film. Old film, you know, it's kind of like the Wizard of Oz. You know, you bring color and you say, oh, wow, this really makes it real, because, you see that. And it's like you feel like us younger people who weren't at Elbowoods feel almost like we're walking around there.
And your Uncle Sidney is in one of that. Isn't that him in one of the color footage with his sweater?
Letterman sweater. Uncle Sidney, he's walking around, you know, freshman and trying to be a cool guy. And he's you can see where he's so full of life. And you can also see why Dale Brown was one of his biggest fans. And Dale Brown, to this day, when he sees me, you don't remember my name, you don't remember everything about me, but when we start talking, he always points and says, Sidney Fox. And he always talks about sneaking in and how Sidney, because he was in grade school, or, you know, later years, when Sidney was playing for mine at St. Leo's the following year, he always remembers him so well. Because, we didn't get a chance to bring that out in the film, but Sidney and Isaac, my dad, my uncle, became the first Native Americans to be named All-State Tournament. And it's the first Native American team to win it. But Sidney, I believe, and I need to research this, went on the following year becoming a converted and instant Catholic. They brought him up to Minot St. Leo's to help Minot St. Leo's win a championship the following year. And so I think he's got some recognition there for being on two separate championship teams in separate years. So and to top all that off, my Uncle Sidney, and I brag him up quite a bit, he's only a sophomore after playing at that level for 2 years, freshman and sophomore years, and then he gets my grandmother, his mother, to lie about his age. And because my dad and his other brother, older brother, Frank, were in the military and had entered into World War II, he had my grandmother lie about his age at age 16 so that he could join World War II. This is real heroism. It's real, you know, we talk about today being patriotic and our service to country and things of that nature and rare to find. But, man, you look at it back in those days, all seven of the tribal members become World War II veterans, and one even lied to get in there sooner. It's just amazing.
Chairman Fox, thank you so much for helping us out. It's just a pleasure to be here at the casino tonight.
Great to see you, Matt, and I'm glad you came out here. Looking forward for what's going to happen with the documentary, and again, I commend you. Job well done.
Thank you, Chairman. Chairman Mark Fox, Three Affiliated Tribes.
Thank you, Matt.
If you missed the documentary when it was broadcast, Basketball Water and the Lost City of Elbow Woods can be viewed online at Prairie Public's YouTube channel.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.